Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John Couch. John engineering and producing the show, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster program. It's Monday, December the 14th, 2020, bringing folks together on the radio and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com, the Buckmaster Show live line presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Every Monday we get together for our Monday political face-off, which is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I'm so proud of Mo and his lovely daughter, Corinne, and the whole team over there for making making something in a very difficult year. And we all know how difficult this has been for merchants, but they have adapted. I was by there Saturday. Things have been going well, and Mo and Corinne wanted to wish everybody on the Buckmaster Show that listens to our program a very Merry Christmas. If you're Jewish, like Bruce Ash, Happy Hanukkah to you, Bruce Ash.
Thank you very much.
Family run since 1985. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com. With me in studio today, Dr. Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, how are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Bruce Ash with us. Bruce served 16 years as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Bruce, how was your weekend?
It was awesome. I had lots of latkes with sour cream. And
I heard you talking about that on your radio show at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and I was out in the car, and it really made me hungry for
it.
Let me raise my first objection of the day. You didn't bring any.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I wonder if Bruce might bring me something like that.
That was thoughtless of me, wasn't it?
You're talking about applesauce that goes with it. I guess that's the traditional.
Applesauce or sour cream. I'm
and
a sour cream person.
Yeah, preferred
the Actually, sour there's cream. A new way that I also have tried with the latkes is the Trader Joe's orange cranberry relish.
Mm-hmm.
Use that instead of the applesauce. It's a really interesting because it's so tart. Mm-hmm. Along with, you know, because my wife puts onions in the latkes as well. And so anyway, we had a nice weekend. My cousin came in from Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he's a master sergeant in the U.S. Army. He's been in the Army now for 12 years, and brought his 9-year-old son. And so we celebrated together, and we went to the Titan Missile Museum on Saturday morning. And of course,
been down there.
Well, it's fun. You really should do it. Mm. And of course, they always pick on two people when you go down into the firing room to serve as the launch officers.
Right.
Well, of course, they pick the 9-year-old kid, and had a great time. And that is quite a treat if you haven't been down there. And it really is not just it's not just this enormous missile that's still there, but it's understanding what the whole strategic thing was in the 1950s and 60s. A very, very interesting place.
Okay, Don and Bruce, very historic day. This is the first day that the vaccine is being rolled out. People have rolled up their sleeves already. I believe a healthcare worker in New York State was the first person to take the shot in the United States. It's also a historic day with the Electoral College making it I guess you can say for the second time, making it official that Joseph Biden, president-elect, and I think he's speaking to the nation. I've heard that's going to be the case tonight. But Wall Street Journal and I think Karl Rove also said something like, Americans don't like sore losers. Wall Street Journal editorial today said, bitterness is a political strategy really does not wear well. And they're begging President Trump to concede.
Well, the world's upside down when more Democrats agree with Karl Rove than Republicans. and that's
dogs and cats living together.
That's right.
But
there's also a third activity happening today.
What's that?
It's the first day of early voting in Georgia for the Senate runoff.
And that's so the biggie.
That'll be, and interesting enough, that'll be the third story tonight, not
yes.
the first one. But it was pretty amazing to yesterday watch all the major networks show pictures of trucks being loaded with boxes.
Yeah.
But that's what we saw, because it is a historic day.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think there. I think when Time Magazine does their thing of the year, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them is a vaccine, you know, a syringe. Okay,
they've already made their decision.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Bad news. It's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Great news for America.
So, Bruce, let me tell you what the better one would have been, though.
Okay.
Would have been the syringe and a voting machine. Because those are the two really big stories of the year.
Well, I'd question the voting machine.
No, it is. Whichever side you're on.
The nonsensical allegations would have been a story.
I could have gone with a healthcare worker as the
first, absolutely.
Yeah, first responder.
And that would be
I would have
also
thought that
good choice.
Would have made more sense.
Look, let me speak to
moving on.
Let me speak, if I could, to the
Please.
Issue of the sour grapes and the bitterness and so on. I think it probably if it's not today, it is certainly very soon time to begin to move ahead with life. There will be investigations that occur, and I think that's probably whatever is going to happen from this point is probably the direction that it goes. But it is time for a transition to begin, as hard as that is. I think the president is within his rights to concede, not to concede. However, it's time for us to begin looking to the next thing. There are some final business issues that we have to complete in the Congress with respect to the budget, with respect to the whatever this package is going to be, you know, part four. But we need to get on with governance. And frankly, as a Republican, as a former party official, I have sort of dusted myself off. I'm still grieving a little bit, but you know, it's now on to the 2022 election. It's now on to, you know, to making the case at that time.
And I'm glad to hear that, Bruce. I'm really glad you are ready right now to move on.
I'm ready to.
Don's glad to hear it too.
To figure out whatever it is going to be that we need to do to keep this administration honest and to keep things straight and to do the right things for our country. And I think that our process, as it has been for these 200 plus years, is based upon that, and we'll do that, I think.
Well, you're right about that, and I may actually kind of cede some of my time this afternoon, which neither of us like to do, to ask you a question and hear the answer, because I respect what Bruce had just said and finally willing to move on. Great. But we have 126 Republicans in Congress that signed on to an outrageous lawsuit that the Texas Attorney General put forth, trying to overturn a free and fair election. In the past, that's been viewed as traitorous behavior in the parts of people in Congress, even to the point where some were not even seated in Congress. Those folks don't seem willing to move on. And do their constitutionally required jobs. So I know Bruce is a former member of the Republican National Committee, not a current member. But what should the RNC say to those people now? And should it be what you said to the Democrats 4 years ago, which was, you lost, get over it?
Well, that's not quite what we said, and it's not quite at all what the case was for the last 4 years. But having said that, I would repeat what I said before. It's time to get on with the business of the country, because there are some very pressing issues that have to be discussed and acted upon. And number two, though, is parties have a right. It's not traitorous. Parties have a right under this Constitution to petition the courts. And the courts have an obligation to rule on those things. And frankly, if they want to continue pressing the cases that they have. There's nothing traitorous or treasonous about it. It's part of the judicial system.
When they have stated they want to overturn a free and fair election, that goes way beyond, way outside the bounds of concerns about legal issues that have been shown in 55 cases not to exist at all.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, no, that's the opinion of the courts, including the Supreme Court of the United States.
What the Supreme Court and many other courts have said is that there may have been these issues that have been brought up, but they would not have changed the outcome of the election. And I think all of us ought to be troubled by an election that is as fraught with problems as this one was, where laws were changed, procedures weren't followed, and they may or may not have had an outcome on the election, but they certainly did have a significant impact on the election.
Don, hold your thought there. We'll pick up with it after we take the break. But I want to talk about Mona's Danish Bakery. Don, did I ask you a couple of weeks ago, do you like the cherry pie? What was it, pumpkin? Or what was your choice at Mona's?
Oh.
Pecan? What were you?
Well, I love pumpkin pie and any kind of chocolate cream pie, but they have great pumpkin. But what I love there are the, certainly the Kringles, although some.
Oh, yes. Home of the Danish Kringle.
But sure. They're, you know, I got to say their brownies are unparalleled.
Yeah, they are. And I'm really into their carrot cake right now. So, Bruce, what about you?
You go pumpkin with pie, without a doubt, that to me is the pie of the season for me.
With a dollop of whipped cream.
A dollop. Yeah. How about like, you know, a mound of it?
How about a whole?
And not that stuff that comes out of the can or the plastic tub either. My wife made her own whipped cream.
Put the whole tub.
If you're going to do it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mona's Danish Bakery, located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Put in your order right now for your Christmas table. What type of rolls would you like? What type of pies? And how about a Danish Kringle on Christmas morning? Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. We continue on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. And before we go, speaking of green things, a lot of people, Don and Bruce, are home alone this holiday season. I've been talking this idea up, and I want to hear what you gentlemen think. Why not take a poinsettia? They grow 25,000 of them at Green Things. Why not take a poinsettia or two to a neighbor you know is alone this holiday season? Their kids are not coming to visit them. What do you think about that, Don?
Wonderful idea. And it's been so easy for so many folks just to think of themselves and to feel sorry for themselves. And we understand that. We're talking about healthy people that are forced to be at home. And the best thing you can do to feel better at the holiday is to do something for someone else. And Bill, that's a wonderful suggestion.
3384 East River Road, Green Things, 50 years and growing. And
it's in the kink, right there in the kink.
Yeah, 25,000 poinsettias. But I've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks. I started it right before Thanksgiving. We all know someone who is not going to be having a real happy Christmas because there are no relatives around. So this would really cheer them up. Give them a call. Say, hey, on your doorstep right now, I left a little something just to cheer some folks up.
Great idea.
All right. We'll take our break right here. It's Buckmaster on our Monday, December the 14th. Be right back.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com. Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo. Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off, our title sponsor of the face-off, and we're so glad Mo and his team have been with us and are with us. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. One of our other great legacy sponsors, been with us since day one, Vero Amore, the two locations. We love Vero Amore restaurants and their wonderful Neapolitan pizzas. We love also Noble Hops, their other property out in Oro Valley. And here's what's going on. If you bring in five cans for the community food bank, $5 knocked off your meal, which is a good deal. And also they're doing a gift card promotion, very generous. Buy $100, get a $25 gift card. Happy holidays from Vero Amore, the two Vero Amores, and Noble Hops.
Their eggplant parmesan is great. Their lasagna is great. Yep. And I love the bread that comes out before the meal.
Oh, my goodness, the bread.
You just hit my wife's favorite and my favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it's an honor to be on the Buckmaster Food Show with you today,
like
Bruce.
We're thanking all of our sponsors and our wonderful sponsors, Pam Krims in the waiting room from the Better Business Bureau. She has just been a wonderful, loyal friend. Pam, we appreciate everything you do, and we'll hear from you in a couple of minutes. So Bruce was saying some things about the election, and I kind of wanted to move on in this segment, Don. And the question is, we've got to figure out how to work together, and how are we going to do that?
Well, a couple of things have to happen. First is the Republicans have to do what Bruce Ash just did, is that to admit defeat and be willing to move forward. I think that party has a civil war brewing within it, and that's issue number one. But in the larger issue, to create unity within a country, within a nation, and what Joe Biden faces is that challenge of finding, in a sense, a common threat. That's what's always happened in the past to bring the country together when there's been major disparities. From World War II to 9/11, you've seen that. The fascinating situation now and disturbing is we have two threats right now. We have COVID and we have climate change. And yet those have been points of divisiveness because of the administration the past 4 years, who have brought into question all the institutions that made government great and brought people together. And they've created that insecurity. The challenge for Joe Biden, and I think the opportunity for Joe Biden moving forward these 4 years, is to really focus on the economic inequities and income insecurities, because that cuts across red and blue states, across different populations. Now, it's viewed differently by Democrats and Republicans, but I think you can deal with it. The easy way to look at it is Democrats see what you might consider to be horizontal inequality. In the cities, for example, you have rich and poor living next to each other. You can deal with some of those things with raising the minimum wage, which was supported in Florida and supported by the majority of folks across the country. So there's steps you can take there, other steps you can take to balance.
So you're saying the economic issues are a vehicle
that's
that can bring us
and
together.
The vertical,
especially right now as we come out of COVID.
That's right.
Yeah.
The other is looking across rural versus urban, which is the Republicans' issue, and there's some validity in all of these. But the other issue, again, something Trump failed to do for 4 years, is build infrastructure and invest in infrastructure. That cuts across both, mm-hmm. and that's a need that's going to help small businesses, going to help farmers, right. going to help rural and urban. So I think there are opportunities, because you bring folks together, not by demonizing one side or the other, but by finding those points of agreement. And I think that opportunity's there.
Would you agree with Don?
I would agree on some of the points that Don raises.
Infrastructure.
I think that there was a considerable effort to have major infrastructure deals that were rejected by the Democrats, particularly in the last 2 years of the Trump administration.
They weren't serious.
No, they were very serious, and it would have been great for the economy to be able to do it, as well as for the infrastructure. Joe Biden had the shortest coattails of any president in recent history. The Democratic Party lost legislatures. They dropped a governor's position. The losses that they had in the House were significant. If this administration comes into the White House with the same sort of attitude that the Obama administration came in 2009, we're not going to get much done. The best thing that could happen is with the Republicans hanging on to control of the U.S. Senate, which I hope happens. Pardon me. The hope is that it's not just a holding effort. The hope is that the two houses will work together to put forth meaningful legislation. We are coming out of not just a health crisis, but a economic crisis that's been created by this health crisis. And the sooner we get on with that business, more people will be back at work. More people will have income and housing security, as well as food security. And these are the things that I hope this next Congress and the next administration believes in and works toward.
In the first 2 years of the Trump administration, the Republicans had both houses of Congress and couldn't get any of that done. Since then, Mitch McConnell has sat on his hands despite multiple attempts at negotiation on all of these issues from Nancy Pelosi in the House, or Trump has sabotaged it. So the key now is for Mitch McConnell to stop sitting on his hands, listen to bipartisan Senate proposals, and there's been several in this area, and be willing to work with Biden in a way he was not willing to work with Obama, and rejected pretty much anything the Obama administration tried to do for 4 years, and said that was his goal, was to make Obama one-term president. So that's where the obstruction is. And
Don, I love you, but you know,
Mitch McConnell said that. He said that back then. We know he said it, and we know during that time, all he's tried to do, and even in the past 4 years, is to ram through judges and to do nothing to help the American people or working folks. to provide tax breaks for billionaires and large corporations. But even look at what's happened in the past several months. The Democrats have come back again and again with COVID relief bills to help working folks, to help small businesses, and they have rejected every one of them. They continue to do today and even adjourn the Senate when there's still the need.
Let me remind my worthy colleague is that for the first 2 years, notwithstanding having majorities, there were constant investigations and constant movements to impeach the president, and multiple efforts to derail this administration from ever getting started. And if that occurs in this upcoming administration, Republicans will be at fault. But you only have to look at the last 4 years to see the damage that resistance in that fashion has created in this country.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right there. Again, happy Hanukkah to you, Bruce
Thank you,
Ash.
Sir.
And a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Don. And we'll be with you between the Monday between Christmas and New Year's. Thank you very much, gentlemen. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. And check out moesgallery.com, their newly revamped and updated website. You may find, and if you take a look, I think you will find something for Christmas. They're doing some e-commerce with Moe's. We'll take our break right here. Be right back at the midway point of the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Guests appear on our live line courtesy of Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Time for our monthly scam alert from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And the reason I had a little chuckle in my voice is because there are a ton of scams this holiday season that are going on. In fact, some of them are developing as we are speaking. Pam Krim is with us, the CEO of the BBB. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Doing real well. We've still got nominations open for your big signature event. It is called the Torch Awards.
Yes, we do. And the Torch Awards will be taking place in May 6th of 2021. And we are accepting applications or nominations actually through the end of this year. And you can go to bbb.org/Tucson Torch. And basically, it's any business. They don't have to be accredited with the BBB. This is open to all of our business owners within our community. And it also includes nonprofits, which has been a very popular area, and then also a millennial business owner. So it's a great opportunity to celebrate young people that are taking the risk and starting new companies and doing the right thing every day.
I think South 32 was associated with the event last year, weren't they?
Yes, we are very blessed to have a great relationship, and we are so appreciative of South 32. And, you know, they do a lot in our community for business owners and consumers as well. They've been a great supporter of the BBB. They've supported two of our Torch Awards, and they have now just extended to do three more. And so we're grateful to have them as our key sponsor and to work with them. They have great ideas and a real bias towards trust.
May 6th is the date.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and it will be virtual again.
Okay. We will mark that date. It's the day after my wedding anniversary.
Oh,
so that'll
is.
Be easy to remember. And it's easy for my wedding anniversary to remember that because it's Cinco de Mayo.
That's so right. We usually try to do it around that in Small Business Week. And, you know, one thing I wanted to say about it.
Sure.
When you nominate a business, it only takes about 2 minutes. You don't have to write a large dossier and know all kinds of numbers and financials.
No, it's an easy deal, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's get on with these holiday scams. They're all over the place. Commerce is being done in a big way. Let's put it that way, over the email.
Yeah. Well,
e-commerce.
When you think about it, a lot of the experts are saying that online purchases are up over 35%. I've got to think it's more than that.
I think it's like 90%.
Exactly. Like, I've done all my shopping online, even if it was a small business or large business that I was purchasing from. So when you do that, that creates a huge array of opportunities, larger opportunities for our scammers. And it's a very unfortunate thing because a lot of us are under the gun to get things done, to get things shipped off. I know I am trying to get things out to my son in Texas. And so I really had to have my act together and get it done quickly. They've extended, I think, the Black Friday thing. They extended that for the whole month.
Yeah, it's going to go right up to Christmas.
And in the social media, you know, social media is a wonderful place for especially small and medium-sized business folks to actually show their products and show their services. It has a low entry point financially, and that's very good for a lot of us. We use it at the BBB.
Yeah.
But the problem is, So do the scammers, because it's easy. So even unprofessional scammers are getting involved in it.
I mean, I was out for my nightly walk the other day, and I kid you not, Pam Krim, the Amazon truck was out and about in the neighborhood. They must have stopped at 80% of the homes along my walk. This
yes.
one particular truck.
Right, exactly.
And now just, you know, multiply that.
I know.
A whole country, and I think it's more than 35% increase this year.
I do too, because, you know, over the last 5 years, I think we've had about a 30% increase
yeah.
every year.
Yeah.
So this has got to be at least threefold.
So the social media advertising, as you say, is a very effective way for small businesses, but scammers also know it's a great vehicle for them.
Right. So... So they're all over Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, we're always saying to people, and it's so easy to fall for this. You see an ad come up on your Instagram or your Facebook, and you think, oh, that's exactly what I'm looking for, right? Because they use a lot of this intelligence to know what you're looking for. They see your habits on the internet. And then you might be going to a site. They'll take you out of Facebook and go to their site, which many times is an untrustworthy offering.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and many times it is a trustworthy offering, but you need to check it out. So the best thing to do is to say, gee, what's the name of that company? Then go out of your social media and go onto that website specifically. And of course, look for the HTTPS, which tells you that it's a secure website in order to do transactions. That S on the end of it is very important to look for.
They're trying to say, too, that they support a particular charity. We don't know if that's true.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they say, go to our site. We're supporting a such and such charity as well.
Right.
That a portion of the profits will go to that charity. Who knows if that's true?
Right. You know, and so what you could do is go to the website of that organization and read maybe the About Us that's always on the website,
mm-hmm.
and that will tell you a lot better dossier of what they're about. And also look up the reviews on BBB.org and also the Google reviews.
Are there some usual players involved, usual scam players involved this Christmas?
Well, the puppy scam, of course,
oh, no,
right?
Yeah.
All the romance scams play on
cute
lonely
kitten is like, what have they done? Clone it? It's everywhere.
Right, it's the same picture.
Yeah. I mean,
I know, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And then the romance scam, because there's a lot of lonely people, but during the holidays. But the package theft is huge. And if you do have a problem in your neighborhood with that, you know, you can always have it sent to a different locker. Mm. And the person that's the company that's sending it to you can make those available to you and tell you more about it. But there's a lot of the top toys, such as the Star Wars, the Baby Yoda, and the game consoles, and some of the kids' cameras and all that. By ordering them, if it's too good a deal, it's probably not going to happen, and you'll either get an empty box or you'll get a fake mm-hmm. product.
You know, I was talking earlier about I was out on the walk, and I noticed the Amazon truck stopping everywhere. Well, some of these thieves, it's not that hard for them to follow some of these product folks bringing product.
Right.
Got to be really careful about packages being stolen.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing about Amazon is they really tell you when it's going to be
yes.
delivered.
Yeah, you so can be waiting
for it. I was just doing that, waiting to come in today.
Right.
I have friends that will be receiving packages from me today.
And
I reminded them this morning, keep an eye on your front porch.
Okay, let's go over some things that we can really do. What we call shop safe, shop smart, Pam Krim.
Well, the first thing I would say, if you miss anything as we're talking today, is to go to bbb.org/holiday/tips. It's a great website that the BBB has put together. But most important is research before you buy. Make sure that's really the Yoda doll, right?
Yeah.
And remember, if the deal looks too good, it probably
is.
Too
good.
And beware of fake websites. Make
mm-hmm.
sure it's really the website and it's not a mock website of a large corporation. Make sure the website is secure. Again, I say that HTTPS, make sure that S is on there because that denotes that it's a secure site. And again, the social media, I can't tell you how often I actually check that out
mm-hmm.
and see something that, oh, I love that blouse or I love those boots. And I go to it
mm-hmm.
and then I'll go back out and check their reviews on the internet.
Yeah.
And many times it'll come forward that never got it, took 22 weeks, not the product it was, was a size 5 times smaller than what I needed, et cetera, et cetera, that there's problems with it.
But you can see, and you just said, you know, you can see how people would get involved with, or fall for that, because a blouse might look great to you. You know, it's, I got to have that blouse.
Exactly.
It looks just what I want. You make then the purchase in a hurry.
Right.
And where you should have kind of taken a step back,
right,
and do the research.
Right. So yeah. I would never do a one-click type purchase. I guess that's a good note,
yes,
to really create in your mind, is if it's that easy to do it, check them out. Get out of that social media. Go to their website.
And look for that seal of the BBB, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Bill.
That's a very important thing. The BBB Accredited Business Pledge is to uphold the BBB standards for trust and to deal fairly with the consumers. If a business displays a BBB seal, verify it by going to BBB.org.
Right. And we have 3,200 of them in Southern Arizona. We're very proud of our members.
Well, you've had a great year and a very difficult year, but you've kept the consumer informed in a very trustworthy way. We appreciate it. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
For everything you do for this program and for this community. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays. And we look forward to 2021. And I know I'm not alone.
Nope. We're all looking forward to it. As I've been saying in my Christmas card, which you have in front of you, Pam Krim, says 2021 will be better, and will be is underlined 3 times.
I'm for that.
There you go. All right. Have a good one.
Buckmaster
continues with Dr. Mark Sykes of the Planetary Science Institute. We'll ask Dr. Sykes, what is the top space story of the year?
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. we grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Time to start planning for better days. 2021 will be better. Like a wonderful trip to Southwest New Mexico. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, only a 3-hour drive. Start your planning now so you'll be ready when the welcome mat is once again out in the land of enchantment. At southwestnewmexico.org, you will find all sorts of ideas about what to do and great places to stay. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We go now on the Live Line to Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, which for nearly 50 years has been a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Bill.
I am anxious to hear. I asked you to do a little informal poll of your dozens of members of your team on the top story of 2021 concerning planetary issues, you know, space stuff. And what did they come up with, Mark?
Well, there's a limited sampling, but I think that it's one of the missions that is making it was great success stories. The Japanese Hayabusa 2 mission, which returned its near-Earth asteroid sample on December 6th. From space, landed in Australia. They successfully recovered it. You know, it'll be the first sample of a primitive body brought back to Earth from an asteroid. This was the mission where they, you know, were flying around it. It's very similar to the OSIRIS-REx mission, except that they brought a bomb with them to set off on the surface of the asteroid, and then they sampled within the bomb crater as well as another part of the asteroid. I mean, so it was a real wild and kind of fun mission in that regard. So it's dropped off the sample, but the spacecraft is now continuing on to fly by another object about 700 kilometers in diameter that will fly by in July of 2026. And then it's going to continue on to yet another small asteroid that it's going to rendezvous with. And this asteroid's so small, it's only 30 meters in diameter. And they're going to rendezvous with it in 2031. They won't be doing samples because that part of the spacecraft is gone. This little guy rotates once every 10 minutes, and it's thought to possibly made out of metal.
Wow!
And so it will be a fascinating. So the Japanese have just pulled a lot of wonderful, successful stuff, and will be doing more successful stuff in the future with this one small spacecraft.
This sounds like the Uber of the asteroid world, dropping off samples.
I mean, they took some risks, and they've been very successful. And then the second story is the Chinese with their successful launch and landing of the Chang'e 5 mission, which is expected to return a sample to Earth the day after tomorrow.
And that'll
be the first lunar sample brought back to the Earth since Apollo.
Yeah, I was wondering, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It's an amazing deal, and it's a landing in a part of the moon that's covered with much younger material. Could be only 100 million years old instead of billions of years old. So it'll be of great value to compare with the Apollo samples and the Russian samples that were brought back.
And one of your senior scientists, Daniel Berman, this could be one of the big stories of the year too. A pretty big discovery about water ice on Mars. That news release went out this morning.
Yeah, it's really cool that there are glaciers on Mars today that are covered up by dust.
Wow.
And he's found, you know, some of these things as a consequence of their particular shape, which arise from glacial movement. And so it adds to our knowledge about where ice is and where, you know, if people were to go to Mars, you know, where they might be able to go and find ice to use as a resource, you know, both for fuel as well as for life support.
Are these big glaciers? Like up at, like, you know, we would see maybe up at Glacier National Park, which aren't so big anymore, but still.
We're talking about things that are like 300 meters thick.
Whoa.
You know, so that's pretty thick.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's something. And and then there was another story that is about the flotilla on its way to Mars.
Mm.
You know, we had three launches this year by the United Arab Emirates, the Hope spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
China launched the Tianwen-1, which has both a lander and an orbiter, so they're going to try to be the second nation to successfully land on the surface of Mars.
Wow.
And with a little rover. And then the U.S. Mars 2020 mission. They're all going to be landing there in, or they'll all be arriving in February of 2021. So 2021 will be a big year for Mars, you know, a big year for Mars and a bunch of successful launches close together this year to see them off.
So 2020 actually has been a pretty darn interesting year in space. It's been kind of weird here on Earth, but out in space, there's been some big stories.
You know, Bill, I have to say that every year is a big year in space.
space is a big place.
there's just so much fun stuff, exciting stuff that's going on. I mean, just some other stories that are more local to PSI.
Mm-hmm.
was you know, the discovery that there was a water-rich crust on Mercury, of all places, not up at the poles, but at lower latitudes at some time in the past, because it was discovered that this chaotic terrain, which was thought to be the opposite side of the planet of the Chloris Basin, which is big impact. And they thought, oh, you know, the other side was all jumbled up from that impact shock. It's like, no, that the other side is like a billion years different in time, and it looks like it was the structure. There are structures there that was created from devolatilization of the crust. In other words, like water evaporating, you know, from that. And that's just something we haven't even thought about in terms of Mercury. It really changes the potential history of that world. And then also the discovery by one of our scientists of the most ancient terrain on Mars, which seems to have been a rain of mud that came down, you know, billions of years ago, just covered the surface with a thick layer of mud, probably from impact stuff, kicking stuff up into the air, but fairly dramatic amount of it. And where some of that mud is been revealed is near where Mars 2020 is landing.
Mm.
So that's a fortuitous coincidence, which should make the Mars 2020 even more of an interesting mission.
Mars mud. Who would have thought?
Mars mud. Yeah.
Dr. Mark Sykes, thank you very much. I want to thank you for your support of our program and our monthly visits. And I urge everyone to become a member of Planetary Science Institute, the website psi.edu. I'm a member, have been for years. It's a really great organization. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to you, Mark.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. You and your wife, Bill. It's always great fun being on your show.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mark Sykes for the Planetary Science Institute, one of our great contributors to this program. There are over 24 contributors to the show. All of their bios, and believe me, folks, those bios are pretty darn impressive, are at buckmastershow.com. That will wrap up the Monday edition, December 14th, 2020. I'm Bill Buckmaster. John Couch, my buddy engineering and producing, also wishing you well this afternoon. Have a great day, everybody.